guys, this is DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. So, welcome to Cultural Kitchen. Cultural Kitchen is a show that airs on every Friday from 8 p.m. till 9 p.m. Every show, we will be talking about different cultures of food. So we will be breaking down the show in three segments. The first segment will give you guys a background information of just the culture. The second segment will be about popular dishes and how to make them. The third segment, I will be telling you guys about different restaurants that you should try all over California. So, all right. Let's get started. For show number three, we will be talking about a country that's between the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean. It's on the bottom side of Africa. Can any of you guys guess what it is? So, if you said South Africa, you are correct. Ding, ding, ding. All right. So, again, this is DJ Sizzle, and you are listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. So, let's get started with show number three. So, segment number one. So, let me give you guys some information on South Africa. So, South Africa is a large country at the southern tip of the African continent. It is slightly less than twice the size of Texas. The country has large areas of plateaus. Over 80% of South Africa's land could be farmed, but only 12% is devoted to agriculture. The main crop is corn, which is also called mealies in South Africa. Isn't that a cool word? Mealies. All right, and also wheat can be grown in winter when the climate is like the northern hemisphere's summer. South African farmers also raise livestock, but their herds do not produce enough meat to feed the population. Since there's not enough livestock, meat is imported in the form of live animals from neighboring countries. All right, so let me talk about some history of it. History of the food. So, in early South Africans were mostly hunters and gatherers. They depended on foods such as tortoises, crayfish, coconuts, and squash to survive. Biltong, which is meat that is dried, salted, and spiced, which is very similar to jerky. So if you look up biltong on Google, it'll show you pictures of it, and it looks just like beef jerky. And there also biscuits, which is spelled like B-S-K-U-I-T-S. It's a dried sweetened biscuits. And so biltong and biscuits were very popular food among the original pioneers and are still both enjoyed by the 21st century South Africans. So if you see any of those in your local supermarket, definitely go try it out. All right, so dried fruits that are eaten whole, ground into paste are natives of Northern Africa, are also popular treats, The practice of modern agriculture was introduced by the Bantu natives of Northern Africa. They taught inhabitants to grow vegetables such as corn, which is called mealies, squash, and sweet potatoes. Modern Zulu people, most of whom lived in northeastern South Africa, enjoy a soft porridge made from mealy meal and dishes combining meat and vegetables such as dried corn and yams. So, nearly 200 years after the Portuguese first arrived in South Africa, the Dutch settlers, which are known as the Boers, built the first European settlement at the Cape of Good Hope in 1652. The Dutch planted gardens with pumpkins, watermelons, cucumbers, pineapples, and potatoes. Meanwhile, the Dutch East India Company increased trade between South Africa, Europe, and India, bringing new and unfamiliar people and cuisines to South Africa's culture. Slaves from the East, mostly from Malaysia, helped work as farmers or fishermen. They brought with them various spices that added flavor to commonly bland Dutch and English stews and dishes. Other countries that influenced South African cuisines also brought a lot of diversity. The French, which are known for making wines, began establishing vineyards in South Africa. The Germans introduced baked goods and pastries. The British brought their meat pies. Who doesn't love a good meat pie? So, also, foods from India, China, and Indonesia are also influenced in the South African diet. So, let me tell you about some popular foods in South Africa. Seafood, a main staple food in South African diets, is plentiful along the country's Atlantic and Indian Ocean coastlines. Hake, or hake, I don't know how to say it, to be honest. Hake is the most common fish, which is caught in the Atlantic Ocean waters. It's sold as fish and chips, which is pieces of deep-fried fish with French fries, and pickled. Rock lobsters, mussels, octopus, and cod are also popular seafood selections, particularly at the country's southern tip. South Africa's mild climate produces a variety of fruits and vegetables, potatoes, cabbage, corn, sunflower, peppers, green beans are commonly grown. So since there's abundance of rain in the northern tip of the country, it allows tropical fruits to grow, which include bananas, pineapples, and mangoes. That's my favorite fruit, guys. Mangoes. Mangoes are amazing. So, such fruits make delicious desserts. So let me tell you guys, so now I told you guys about some popular foods. Let me tell you guys about some foods people, about like their religious celebrations and holidays. So more South Africans practice Christianity than any other religion. Like other Christians around the world, South African Christians celebrate Christmas Day on December 25th. And Good Friday and Easter in either March or April. Such occasions are normally celebrated with family and close friends. So a typical holiday menu may include rock lobster tail or seasoned lamb or pork accompanied by cabbage. Serving appetizers depends on the size of the dinner. People want to save room for dinner, dessert, and after-dinner drinks, mostly. Mealy bread. You guys learned that word earlier, so it's a cornbread. Cornbread is a South African favorite and is often served before and during the meal. Wine, beer, tea, or water may be refreshing to adults, while children may enjoy soft drinks or other non-alcoholic beverages. Rooibos tea, you spell it as R-O-O-I-B-O-S, rooibos tea. It's a strong caffeinated herbal tea which is made from a plant that is native to South Africa. It's served without milk, sugar, or lemon. So you can go, and if you see that tea around, it's really popular, especially if you drink for the holidays. And definitely, if you see that tea, go try it out. So, and also, rice pudding is a common dessert. So no matter what meal is chosen, it's certainly certain to be full of flavor. So, after that, besides Christians, a much smaller number of South Africans are either Muslim or Hindu. Muslims celebrate the Islamic holiday of Ramadan, a movable month-long holiday. During Ramadan, Muslims fast, which means to avoid eating and drinking, from sunrise to sunset to worship and practice self-control. So after sunset, people would gather. South African Muslims would gather together and enjoy dinner called iftar. Their dinner may include rice, dates, and variety of spiced dishes. Hindus celebrate Diwali, which is also called a festival of lights. That sounds really cool. On this important day, the Festival of Lights, the Hindus eat a small portion of lamb, chicken, or fish with beans or lentils. Their festive dishes often contain up to 15 different spices and are accompanied by bread. So, let me tell you guys about, after I told you guys about some holiday celebrations and religion celebrations, let me tell you guys about some mealtime customs. So, South Africans eat about 3 meals per day. So, for breakfast, most South Africans eat some kind of hot cooked cereal, such as a cornmeal porridge, which is similar to grits. In South African, it's called putu pap. It's served with milk and sugar. So putu pap and cornbread, or mealy bread, are frequently also served as part of a main meal, which can be served for lunch or dinner as well. Other breakfast foods might include biscuit, which I told you was just a sweet biscuit, tea and coffee are popular morning beverages, similar to American, like, breakfast. South Africans are known for their hospitality and their love to cook for visitors. During a hearty meal featuring a main course such as bobo thai, seafood, or mutton stew, accompanied by vegetables and rice, it's not uncommon for a host to offer guests a variety of drinks, such as wine, homemade beer, or tea. Fruits, puddings, and cakes round off a great meal. So unlike the United States, foods in South Africa are seldom packaged for convenience. Bread is rarely pre-sliced, and preservatives are not widely used. So that's a good sign. National laws determine store hours, particularly for meat sellers, who often open as early as 5:30 a.m. and close as early as 1 p.m. That's some short hours. I would never imagine waking up at 5:30 a.m. So, for those who can afford it, for those who can afford it in South Africa, a servant may be hired to help prepare meals and travel to stores at early hours. lunch may be a simple meal, such as a sandwich or soup. Students returning from school may enjoy a fruit drink similar to a smoothie as a between-meal snack. Fresh fruits such as pineapple are often the basis for these refreshing beverages. Dinner may be simple or formal meal. South Africans may serve dinner on their finest dishes and silverware, placed on a white tablecloth with a centerpiece of flowers or fruit. Salt and pepper shakers are almost always available, along with various condiments. In addition, several beverages often are usually on the table. Tea is enormously popular in South Africa, particularly in the early morning. Guests may be awakened by their hostesses as early as 5 or 6 a.m. to enjoy morning tea. So I guess if you're a morning person, great. If you're like me, you would probably not like being woken up at 5 or 6 a.m. Ugh. I hate early mornings. All right, so let's get back to the topic. So South Africans also like to eat out, whether it is a back porch barbecue, which is called braai, at a restaurant, or a sporting event. A popular snack, which I mentioned earlier, is biltong, and also popcorn is a very popular snack to eat at the movie theaters. Alright, so, well, let's take a break and talk about how to make some popular dishes in a few minutes. This is DJ Sizzle, and thank you for listening to Cultural Kitchen at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. I'll talk to you guys in a few minutes.
Did You Know? Brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Edge Hill Mansion was constructed in 1887 and was named for its beautiful hilltop location overlooking the valley? Due to structural concerns, Edge Hill closed in 1989 and stood empty until June 2009 when it underwent a renovation which was completed in October 2010. Edge Hill is now used for everything from student life to intern services. DU Did You Know? Is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
Bark and they don't bite, they keep their snooze to keep it tight.
Welcome back from the break. So, on the last, this is DJ Sizzle, and you are listening to Cultural Kitchen at radio.dominican.edu. So, in the last segment, we talked about the culture of South African cuisine. And for segment number two, I'll be telling you guys about some dishes that you guys can cook at home. So, again, this is DJ Sizzle, and thank you for listening to Cultural Kitchen at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. So, let's get started. Are you guys ready? So, for the first meal, our first recipe, I'll be teaching you guys how to cook mealy soup, which is corn soup, since corn is very popular in South African cuisine. So here are the ingredients. Get a pencil or a pen and some paper, or maybe even write them down on your hand. Who knows? All right, so ingredients. You will need 4 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup of onions, which are finely chopped, 2 chopped up tomatoes, 2 cups of canned whole corn that's well drained, 2 cups of creamed corn, 1 can of evaporated milk, 3 cups of chicken broth, which is about 1.5 cans, 1 tablespoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of black pepper. All right, so let me list the ingredients again. If you missed any of it, here they are. So you need 4 tablespoons of butter, 1 cup of finely chopped onions, 2 chopped tomatoes, 2 cups of canned whole corn that's well drained, 2 cups of cream corn, 1 can of evaporated milk, 3 cups of chicken broth, 1 tablespoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of black pepper. Did you guys get it down? All right, well, if not, you can always look it up. So, first procedure, you would melt the butter over a moderate heat in a large saucepan. And then after that, you would add the onions in and saute it for 5 minutes. 5 long minutes. So in those 5 minutes, you can like play your favorite song and dance to it. Who knows? So after that, after 5 minutes of singing, dancing, you would stir in the tomatoes and cook for a few more minutes. So in the few minutes, you can dance again. So after that, you would add the corn, milk, and chicken broth. Also, the salt and pepper would be added in as well. And you will let it simmer for 15 minutes. So after 15 minutes, you would serve it with crackers or bread. So that was a really simple soup that you can cook at home. So let me repeat the procedure to you guys once more. So in a large saucepan, you would melt the butter over a moderate heat. After that, you would add in the onions and saute it for 5 minutes. After that, stir the tomatoes and cook for a few more minutes. Then you would add the rest of the ingredients and let it simmer for 15 minutes. This recipe is short and simple, so you can pretty much do it in about 25 minutes, within 30 minutes, and it will be done. There you have it, your mealy soup, also known as corn soup. So next would be our next recipe would be called is called not would be called is called a carrot bread eye. So many of you may be asking me, what is this? So obviously it has carrots inside. So if you look this up, carrot bread eye, carrot spelled as carrot, and bread eye is B-R-E-D-I-E. So if you look that up on Google and you look up images, it looks like mashed potatoes. So it's pretty much the mashed potatoes of South Africa. So let me tell you guys the ingredients right now. So you will need one onion that's chopped, 1 tablespoon of oil, 8 carrots that's washed, scraped, and chopped, 2 potatoes that's washed, scraped, and chopped as well, 1 pinch of salt, 1 pinch of black pepper, and 1 cup of water. So let's get started with the procedure. So you would measure the oil in first. You would measure the oil into a skillet and heat it over a medium heat. After that, you would add the chopped onions and cook them until the onions are golden brown. Then you would add the vegetables and the seasoning. And then after a little bit of letting it sizzle, you would, again, DJ sizzle, letting it sizzle. So you would, after that, you would add the water and stir it, and you would bring the mixture to a boil. So after letting it boil, you should reduce the heat and place a cover over the pot. So, and then also allow some steam to escape from it. So you will let the bread eye simmer until the water has evaporated and the vegetables are soft. And then, this is the fun part, you would remove the whole thing from the heat after the vegetables are soft. And then you would mash it up like mashed potatoes. So that's like my favorite part of making mashed potatoes. You just mash it up. It's just a good stress reliever, I guess. For me. Maybe for you too. Who knows? Alright, so after that, after the fun part, after mashing it all up, you can serve it immediately with a little butter stirred in. So, after that, after serving it, you should sit down and enjoy the nice meal of carrot bread eye. Right, so let's move on to recipe number 3. Again, this is DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to Cultural Kitchen at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. So this is segment number 2, and I'm telling you guys about some recipes you can make at home. So our topic today is South African. If you missed out for the beginning segments, you can definitely check it out on our website. So the 3rd recipe is Bobo Thai. Isn't that a cool name? So Bobo Thai, you would need 1 pound of ground beef or ground pork, or you may use half and half, 1 cup of onions that's thinly sliced, 1 tart apple that's peeled, cored, and chopped, 2 slices of white bread that's soaked in milk, 2 tablespoons of curry powder, 1/2 cup of raisins, 2 tablespoons of sliced almonds, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 egg, a turmeric that's dashed, and 2 bay leaves. And then, so for the toppings, you would need 1 egg and 1/2 cup of milk. All right, so let's get started with the procedure. So you would need the oven, and you would have to preheat the oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. After that, you would brown the ground meat. The ground meat, which is beef or ground lamb, or you can do half-half. You would brown the meat in a large skillet and drain off the fat, because no one wants to eat the fat and meat, right? We're all healthy here. Just kidding. So, after that, you would add the chopped onions and cook it for about 5 minutes until the onions are softened. Then you would add the chopped apple and after that you would squeeze out the excess milk from the bread slices and add them to the skillet. And you would tear the softened bread apart to blend it with the meat mixture. Then you would add curry powder, raisins, almonds, lemon juice, one egg, and the turmeric. And you would stir well to combine. So, after combining all those ingredients, you would need a 9-inch by 13-inch baking dish. And you would have to grease it. And you would pour the mixture into the dish and lay the bay leaves on top. After that, you would bake it for 40 minutes and remove it from the oven. So during the 40 minutes, maybe you can catch a episode of your favorite TV show on Netflix. So after you remove it from the oven, you would mix the eggs and milk together for topping, and you would pour it over the meat mixture. After that, return the dish to the oven and bake for 15 more minutes. And then remove the bay leaves before serving. And there you have it. There you have the Bobo Thai. I picked this recipe because I just like the name of this dish. It's a cool name, isn't it? Bobo Thai. So, all right. Well, this ends segment number 2 of some popular dishes you can find in South. Of some popular dishes that you can make at home of South African cuisine. So this is DJ Sizzle, and let's take a break. And in the next segment, I will talk to you guys about some restaurants that you can find all over California. So again, this is DJ Sizzle, and thank you for listening to Cultural Kitchen at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. So I'll talk to you guys in a few minutes.
Ain't no Walters on this long and lonesome road. Ain't talking, just walking. My mule is sick, my horse is blind. I'm burning, still yearning, thinking about that gal I left behind. Well, it's bright in the heavens and the wheels are flying. Fame and honor never seem to fade. The fire's gone out, but the light is never dying. Who says I can't? Heavenly aid. Ain't talking, just walking, carrying a dead man's seal. Heart burning, still yearning, walking with a toothache in my heel. The suffering is unending. Every nook and cranny has its tears. I'm not playing, I'm not pretending. on a hot summer day, a hot summer lawn. Excuse me, ma'am, I beg your pardon. There's no one here, the gardener is gone. Ain't talking, just walking up the road, around the bend. Heart burning, still yearning. In the last outback at the world's end.
Did You Know? Brought to you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Penguin Radio started in the year 2000 and has been broadcasting 24/7 for 13 years? Penguin Radio has been ranked top 20 in the nation among online college radio. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Broadcasting worldwide from the Yukon to the Euphrates, from Mumbai to Dubai, from San Fran to Japan, broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond, it's radio.dominican.edu.
And we'll never be royals.
والله ما كان على بالي يا هوى.
النهارين دول ولا عليك قلبي بيسألني عليك أتريني بفكر فيك قمرين دول ولا عينك قلبي بيسألني عليك أتريني بفكر فيك معقول أكون حبيت
back from the break. This is DJ Sizzle and you're listening to Cultural Kitchen on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So we are on segment number 3. So the first two segments we talked about just the background information on the culture on African cuisine. In segment number 2, I gave you some 3 recipes on some popular South African cuisine recipes. I gave you 3 recipes. So if you missed that out and you want to check it out, go to radio.dominican.edu and click on Cultural Kitchen. So for segment number 3, I will be telling you guys about some restaurants all over California that you can try. So for South African cuisine, so there's this place in San Francisco. It's called Amawili's South African Cuisine. So Amawili's is spelled AmaweLe's. So Amawili's South African Kitchen. So on Yelp, this place has 4 stars and 132 reviews. It is located in San Francisco on Spear Street. So let me read you some reviews. So one reviewer said, "Occasionally, the highlight of my day is coming here and sweating profusely as I devour the amazing bunny chow." Whoa, I wonder what that is. Or beef pies. Another reviewer said, "I personally love the authentic South African dishes like the roti wraps, bunny chows, and slap chips. Oh my god, they are so good." So I'm assuming that the bunny chow here is very good, so go check that out. And also, this place has about a $1 sign, which is relatively under $10 per dish. So that's an affordable price, so go check that out. So also in around the Northern California, there's this place called El Dorado Bar and Grill. It's a sports bar's American, it serves American traditional food, and it also has a South African menu, which is pretty cool. So, this place, it's called El Dorado Bar and Grill. It's located in, I am sorry, but this one's located in Southern California, not Northern California. I clicked on the wrong one, guys. But let me tell you guys about this one first. So this one's in Southern California. It's located in Long Beach, and it's called El Dorado Bar and Grill. So it has a South African menu. So let's read you guys some reviews. It's one review said, I'm extremely glad that Trevor has resurfaced and now we have this location to satisfy our cravings for traditional South African foods. So, another reviewer said the South African menu options such as the lamb curry, the peri-peri chicken, and the Boer Wars sausage were all delicious. South African cuisine has a lot of cool names. So definitely go check this place out in Long Beach. It's called El Dorado Bar and Grill, and it has 4 stars on Yelp. So go check this out. Alright, so I'm sorry for the mix-up. So this is another restaurant that's in Northern California. It's located in Oakland. It's called Miliki, which is M-I-L-I-K-I. It has 4 stars and 81 reviews on Yelp. So some reviews say, this one's a long one, but after Full House closed, I was crushed. For so many years, it has been to our go-to place in East Oakland for breakfast and lunch. I didn't like the attitude or the prices at the hipster place that moved in. Then we found out Kirk, the cook from Full House, was back cooking breakfast and lunch at Maliki. His food is very good and plentiful, for extremely reasonable prices. I particularly loved his baked goods, which is the biscuits, the sweet biscuits I was talking about, the cinnamon muffin, and that was like a cross between a muffin and a sticky bun, which she also said, bring back the coffee cake too. So I've also eaten dinner at Maliki and enjoyed the South African food very much, and African pop music with my meal. Yes, please. It's the sound of joy and sunshine. So this reviewer sounded very satisfied with her meal. So, all right. So if you're around Oakland, go check this place out. It's called Miliki, M-I-L-I-K-I. So, the next two restaurants are going to be in Southern California. So, there's this one place in San Diego of Southern California. It's called Cape Town, and it has 4 stars and 208 reviewers. So, this place seems like it's really hyped up in Cape Town. So many reviewers said. One reviewer said, I've been to Cape Town a couple times now. I love the pies, the Boer Wars, and the slap chips. Another review also said, their mushroom meat pies and lamingtons are my favorites. Definitely a must tries. So I've been looking around their Yelp page, and it looks like their their meat pies are the most popular ones here in their restaurant. So go check that out. It's called Cape Town in San Diego. All right, so let's get on with the next restaurant. So the next restaurant is also in San Diego in Southern California. It's called Perky's. It's spelled as P-E-R-K-Y apostrophe S. It contains South African food. So it has 4.5 stars and 132 reviews. So I'm sorry, I'm saying so a lot. So let me read you guys some reviews. So one reviewer said, "I ordered 2 meat pies and a plate of food, which is chicken and rice curry, and a South African sparkling juice, and my total was $34. And that sounds pretty reasonable for that much food. 2 meat pies and chicken and rice and curry. Wow. And a drink for $34. That's an affordable price. So another reviewer says, "It has been here for 5 years and they do a lot of event catering as well as service. As well as service the surrounding office park people during weekday lunch. So this is a good place if you want to have catering. Definitely check this place out." Another reviewer said, "Incredible. I got a rare chance to visit a bit after hours. This place was so knowledgeable. The owner is so knowledgeable and passionate. Plus, he even snuck me a taste of the sausage and steak jerky that I will gladly be returning to buy some before going back home. I had the pepper steak pie, which is awesome, in parentheses, and some curry rice, which he described as having some meat and really great flavor." So the guy said, the guy suggested to the customers to come early because they close at 5 p.m. And it's very difficult to find, but this is truly a precious, precious gem that I encourage everyone to visit. All right, so definitely if you're in Southern California and you're near San Diego or in San Diego, go check this place out. It is called Perky's. And this ends our last restaurant of segment number 3. So I am DJ Sizzle. And thank you guys for listening to Cultural Kitchen at Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. I'll talk to you guys next week.